Mango Magic, a sweet adventure on Nevis, exploring the island's juicy delights and monkey mischief, by Don Nicholas. Ahoy there, mateys. Let me regale ye with a tale of our recent escapade to the delightful shores of Nevis, where the mangoes are as plentiful as the sunshine and the adventures are as wild as the monkeys swinging through the trees. Me hearty Gale and I dropped anchor off the coast of this Caribbean gem, eager to explore the birthplace of none other than Alexander Hamilton himself. But little did we know that our voyage would lead us on a fruity odyssey through the lush landscapes and vibrant culture of Nevis. Now let me tell you about the mangoes, me hearties. Picture this: mango trees as far as the eye can see, their branches heavy with the promise of juicy goodness. Our host, local legend Christy Douglas, claims there be more mango varieties here than there are stars in the sky. And let me tell you, she might just be right. From the giant yellow keiths to the appropriately named teenies, each mango we sampled was a symphony of flavor, a true taste of paradise. But beware, me hearties, for the mango seed weevil lurks in the shadows, ensuring that these precious fruits remain a treasure reserve for the lucky few who set foot on Nevis during mango season. But it ain't just the mangoes that'll steal your heart on this island. Nay, me hearties, for the monkeys be up to their old tricks, pilfering fruit from tree to tree with the skill of seasoned pirates. They be the true kings of the jungle, with no bounty on their tails enough to tame their mischief. And if ye be lucky enough to visit during the annual Mango Festival in July, you'll be treated to a feast fit for a pirate king. Mango guacamole, mango salsa, mango-infused rum, ye name it, they've got it. It'd be a celebration of all things mango, a true testament to the island's love affair with this golden fruit. But even beyond the mangoes, Nevis be a sight to behold, with its quaint villages, colorful cottages, and majestic Mount Nevis rising in the distance. It'd be like something out of a fairy tale. And with the Four Seasons recently reopened and plenty of cozy inns and villas where ye can rest your weary bones after a day of mango madness, you're sure to come away as relaxed as an iguana sunbathing on the beach. So, me hearties, if ye ever find yourself yearning for adventure and a taste of the sweet life, set sail for Nevis. Trust me, ye won't be disappointed. And who knows, ye might just find yourself on a mango-fueled journey you'll never forget. Fair winds and following seas, me hearties, until our paths cross again.